This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 698. Oops, dang, darn! What to say when you've made a mistake in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/transcripts. Do you know what to say in English when you've made a small mistake? Find out the exact interjections to use in any conversation today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I am so energetic right now.
Oh, but you haven't had your coffee yet. I'm so sorry.
I haven't. That's okay. That's okay. I can live without it for a little bit.
I don't know if I could. I would get really fussy if I didn't have my
Well, coffee. I know that it's there. Like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I know, not that I'm in a tunnel now. I'm happy to be in this tunnel. It's a great tunnel. But the coffee at the end of the recording.
The coffee at the end. So you work hard and you get your coffee at the end.
That's
okay,
right.
That works. started recording so early today. So we are out here working hard for you guys because we love you guys. You're awesome. And we have some longtime listeners that we're dedicated to. We're dedicated to you guys. So we're here. So Michelle, what did you prepare today for today's episode?
That was my bad, Lindsay. I had no time to prep it. I was at the gym last night until midnight lifting weights.
You were lifting weights at the gym? That's so crazy.
I do sometimes lift weights at the gym, but certainly not until midnight. That's funny.
Okay. All right. So there I asked you what you had prepared, and it looks like you forgot to prepare an episode for today. Oh, Michelle, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
No, that's okay, guys. Don't worry. We have an episode prepared. But today's episode is about how to use an interjection when you want to acknowledge that you made a mistake. And why is this important, Michelle?
Well, it's important because people make mistakes and they help you connect, right? It's like if you show somebody that you made a mistake, you know, you're not trying to hide it or think that you're above it or anything. You're connecting.
Yeah, exactly. When you try to hide it or try to deny it or try to pretend it doesn't matter, that's so much worse, right? It's so much worse. It's just like the resentment sets in and you stop getting along with the person. Sometimes it's bad. So you just said, oops. Right? A very simple.
Yeah. I think I said oops, and then naturally I just said ugh.
Yep. Yeah, you can add ugh in there, and that's fine. And then you said that was my bad. So we're going to get into the technical details here in a little bit, guys. But first, we're going to start with a question from a listener. So, Michelle, would you do the honors? Would you read the question for us? I know you haven't had coffee, but I think you can
but
do
I
it.
But I can still read.
You can do it.
Okay. Hi, I like your excellent podcasts very much. They are excellent and fun. I think that every English learner should listen to this. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. I have a small question. You are using the phrase, oh my gosh, a lot. What is gosh? Is it like OMG? By the way, by the way, please make your excellent transcripts a little cheaper. Thanks a lot, Jonathan Motzer.
Yeah. Okay, that's a
great question.
And yeah, thank you. This is a good question. And regarding the price of the transcripts, guys, well, actually, if they do feel expensive, you now have an opportunity to save 50%. So we really can't go any further down than we already have with the prices beyond this 50% discount. But I think it's a pretty awesome discount.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you'll save 50%. Or if you just want to choose which transcript or which week you want to buy, you can go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. Okay. So there are lots of ways to get the transcripts depending on what you want, guys. All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So Michelle, let's just start off by answering Yonatan's question, right? So he asked about gosh. And
yes.
What do you think, Michelle? Why do we say this? Like, where does it come from? What is it?
Well, I think that instead of saying, oh my God, right? Maybe people feel it's like more politically correct. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, when I was writing this episode, I thought to myself, yeah, at some point when I was a kid, probably when I was around like 7 or 8, starting to develop social awareness, I was taught either indirectly or directly that you shouldn't say, oh my God. I think it's a cultural thing. I think that our country is structured around religious tolerance. And my assumption is that it's meant to take into account people that don't necessarily believe in God. Okay. That's what I think. I mean, I don't know. I haven't thought
about this.
I never,
wow, that's really interesting. It must be a, I don't know, like maybe a regional thing. Saying, oh my God, like it was just fine. Like a lot of people said it and I never.
That's so funny. And you grew up in the Mid-Atlantic area, right? Like,
Maryland.
Did you ever say, oh my gosh, or no?
Yeah. I said both of them, but it wasn't like, oh, that we have to like, I don't know. I guess, no, I see what you're saying, but I don't think, I don't know that it applied to the situation where I grew up that we didn't say it.
Yeah, that's really,
I think, oh my gosh, is like maybe a little, I don't know, very interesting.
A little what? A little bit like more polite?
Maybe it's a little bit more casual, like, oh my gosh, like, oh
yeah,
my gosh,
like, a little,
like, that's
yeah.
How, I don't know.
Like a little less intense, maybe? Like, I don't know. So the point is, that may just be what I thought as a kid and what I assumed.
It might
be
true.
I'm still assuming, or it could be true. It doesn't really matter. It's just that gosh is in my opinion, it's a slightly less intense way of saying, oh my God, right? You say, oh my gosh. It's just, it's an alternative. I think it's a little bit less intense, like less direct, maybe more politically correct, but it's just another thing to say.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we don't see it the same way.
I mean, very interesting.
But it's funny what the assumptions that we make, though, as kids, that may be an assumption that I made as a kid and I never revisited. I never challenged it because I've just always been saying it.
Right. Very interesting. All right. Well, cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the point is today, guys, we're going to move from this answer and this question into showing you guys how to acknowledge when you've made a mistake using interjections. And oh my gosh, could be one of them, right? Sometimes we say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot to prepare for the episode today. Right? And as Michelle said, like showing that we've made a mistake connects us with people. It also shows our personality, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey guys, if you want to build real connections, there are 3 things you need. You need to be able to understand the conversation with natives, you need vocabulary that's relevant, and you need to understand the culture. We're going to show you all of these things in our course that's going to be released again very soon. But you can get lesson 1 for free now. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to meet Coleman, who's a gun salesman from Texas. Hear some natural English and learn a few things. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Yeah, I love that. So, Michelle, let's go down the list. Let's show our listeners how to acknowledge that we've made a mistake. What's the first one?
Okay, the first one is whoops.
What do you think of when you think of this?
I mean, I think, yeah. Like whoopsie daisies, right?
Do you want to tell where this comes from?
It's kind of old fashioned, right? We don't really say whoopsie daisies anymore, right?
No.
But it's important to understand, right? And you said it makes you think of what, Lindsay?
It makes me think of the movie Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I think it might be used more in British culture than it is in American culture. But in American culture, it's definitely old fashioned and only like old ladies would say it really now. But that's why it was so funny for me, that scene where Hugh Grant was trying to climb the wall of like the ivy wall, and he kept falling and he kept saying whoopsie daisies, and he sounded so feminine and he sounded like an old, like an 80-year-old woman.
That's
it was so funny. He was trying to be Mr. Tough Guy to impress the girl. I love that scene. Do you know that scene?
I do remember like a tiny clip of it. I mean, actually I love Hugh Grant and I love all his movies.
Me too.
I mean, but I don't remember like that exact particular part, but
yeah, it's funny. Yeah. But anyways, so we're not saying that you guys should say whoopsie daisies, like you should understand what it means, but instead of that you might just say whoops, right? Whoops.
Right.
And I think that's more often when you might physically like fall or trip, which happens to me a lot, you know, walking around. But yeah, okay. So Michelle, what else? What's next?
The next one is oops or oopsie.
Yeah, oopsie. Do you say oopsie anymore, or is that more a kid's thing too?
No, I don't say oopsie. Yeah, do you?
No, I used to when I was like a teenager or a kid. But I would stick with oops. And that's what you used at the beginning when I asked you what you had prepared. And you said, oops. Ugh.
Are we saying oops? Oh, oops, or just oops?
Oh, it could be either. So you could say, oh, oops.
Right.
Because oh kind of means that you're realizing something.
You realize you made the mistake. Oh, oop. Yeah. Oh.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So we're adding that O in as a bonus. If you want, guys, it just means you're coming to the realization that you didn't do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one.
Dang.
Dang. Is this in your vocabulary? Do you use this much?
I don't. Do you?
I don't really, but I know that people do. Like, I've heard people doing it. It's not a swear word. It's just like, it's another way of just expressing kind of annoyance or surprise or that you've made a mistake.
Right, okay? Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And the next one is darn it, right?
Darn it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this one is kind of a replacement for another curse word that I don't really want to say on the show, but it starts with a D, ends with a T. You guys can imagine. We're actually not supposed to swear on iTunes, believe it or not, unless we mark the show explicit. The iTunes is apparently quite strict on that.
Wow. Is that considered a curse word?
I think so. Not this. Wow. Not darn it, but I think the other one
is. Wow. Very.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
The next one is my bad or my fault. Mm-hmm. And that's like, you know, you're taking the responsibility. You're saying it was my mistake.
Yeah, that's communicating a little something more, right? It's saying that it's, you know, when you say oops, it's just acknowledging a mistake. But we say my bad, my fault. You're saying I made the mistake. Okay.
Right.
Good. And then the last thing I said was, let's take that one out. That doesn't really apply. So those are the expressions, Michelle. I mean, we've done another episode on interjections, guys, 654, and those are ones that you would use when you want to support the speaker. So check that out. But these are different, right? Because these are just to acknowledge a mistake. Okay,
This
is another set of interjections that we want to learn. Any thoughts on these interjections, Michelle, before we dive into a role play?
I think they're really helpful, and people say them all the time, even tiny little mistakes. It doesn't have to be like, you know, I mean, maybe we can do something another time about like what if it's like a really big mistake, you know? These are for more you're like, I don't know, not such a big deal, right?
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
I don't know.
These are like little like, oops, I'm sorry, my bad. Right. So we could do another episode, as you said, on like if you've done something really bad.
Yeah.
Right. Is that what you're saying?
Right. If you've made like a really bad mistake.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. But that's for a different day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So let's do a quick role play. Michelle, you ready?
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Lindsay, get in the car. Our flight leaves in 45 minutes and the traffic is bad.
Yeah, we really should have left earlier. That was my bad. I called the Uber too late. My fault.
Well, let's just hope we can make this plane.
I'm digging into my bag. Oh, no. Darn it. I can't believe this.
What?
I left my business suit at home. I can't get my presentation in jeans.
Dang, it's just one thing after another today.
I know. I messed up.
Well, I know what we're doing as soon as we land in Florida, going suit shopping for you.
That was cute.
Funny.
Apparently, we're going to a conference in Florida. That sounds great right now.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'm dreaming about Florida right now because it's so cold here.
I know.
So we had a little mishap here. I forgot my business suit and didn't realize it till we were in the Uber on the way to the airport. So what did we use here, Michelle?
Okay, well, you said about that we should have left earlier. You said, that was my bad.
Yeah.
And then you said, I called the Uber too late. My fault, which, you know, you're taking the responsibility.
Yeah, I said it twice in two different ways. So I'm really taking responsibility. Again, good way to connect, guys, taking responsibility when you make a mistake.
Right.
And then the next one, I'm digging into my bag and I say, oh, no, darn it. Right? Darn it.
Right.
I can't believe this. Right?
Right. And then I said, dang.
It's funny hearing you say that.
Yeah. It's just one thing after another with you.
Yeah.
Lindsay. Yeah.
Lots of problems. So, I mean, you know, these little interjections could bring these two colleagues or friends together because they're acknowledging that there's a mistake, there's a problem. One of them is taking responsibility and they're just going to solve the problem when they get to Florida. So I like
it. Okay. Awesome. Perfect.
Very useful, guys. So remember, if you're taking the IELTS exam, go on, subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. You can search for it in iTunes, okay? And remember, you can also get the transcripts, get your 50% discount at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Cool.
All right.
Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.